It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
We're talking Red Sox baseball today on this Friday, October 20th. Ian Brown joins us, our Red Sox reporter for MLB.com. Ian, we thank you for the time as always. And as of this discussion, Ian, there is still not officially a new manager for the Boston Red Sox heading into 2018. But if you're to believe the Twitter sphere and all the rumors out there, pretty much a slam dunk. It is going to be Alex Cora, as those are the heavy rumors right now. And the speculation is that the Red Sox are not going to officially announce this until the conclusion of the ALCS. As we talk again on this Friday, Game 6 is tonight in Houston, with the Yankees one win away from the World Series, which makes Red Sox fans so happy. But again, Alex Cora seems to be the guy, and just kind of give us your thoughts on that, on if he is going to be in the dugout for the Red Sox replacing John Farrell.
Yeah, I mean, certainly all signs are pointing toward Alex Cora being the manager, and the fact that he is the bench coach in the ALCS right now, that kind of creates the reason why Dave Dombrowski has sort of gone into radio silence on this, because it's sort of awkward because, look, Alex Cora is preoccupied right now. You're not really, you know, you can't really hire him right now while he's in the middle of trying to get the team that he's with right now to the World Series. So I think this would explain why things are quieted down. They did interview Cora. They interviewed Brad Ausmus. They interviewed Ron Gardenhire. Gardenhire, of course, has just gone to the Tigers. So it takes one name off the table. The only interesting wrinkle now with Alex Cora is that now that Dusty Baker has been let go by the Nationals, do the Nationals make a run at Alex Cora also? So obviously, Alex, you know, it seems like you always have one hot name for up and coming manager every year, and Cora seems to be the guy this year, having covered him. You know, he checks a lot of boxes for the Red Sox. He's a good communicator. He's bilingual. You know, he could relate well to young players. He can process analytics. So a lot of things are intriguing about him. And, I would think that Alex Cora will be the guy, but unless for some reason he'd rather manage one of the other teams that's looking at him right now. But just given the 4 years he played in Boston, his familiarity with the city, his familiarity with the ownership, I think that Alex Cora, his top choice would probably be the Boston Red Sox. And I think that at the end of the day, I think that's where this is headed, probably maybe as early as Monday.
Now, Ian, it's interesting you bring up the Nationals with the breaking news today that Dusty Baker is not going to return in 2018. Now, assuming that the ink is not dry on a theoretical contract between the Red Sox and Alex Cora, is there a chance, we've seen stranger things happen, that, you know, obviously that Nationals job would appeal to anybody, right, given the tremendous talent on that roster? Should Red Sox fans be worried?
Well, yeah, a little bit. I mean, I don't think this is as much of a slam dunk right now that the Red Sox should get out of the store as it was yesterday, now that the national thing has opened up. Because, look, that is an enticing opportunity, too. So I think Alex Cora could have the opportunity to kind of weigh both these options. I think personally, Boston, just because of his familiarity with it, I think that might be just because it's the Red Sox. Look, there's something special about the Red Sox. We all know that. Not to say there isn't something special with the Nationals also, but just the tradition the Red Sox have, and the fact that he won a championship there as a player. I think that might be a little more appealing to him, but, you know, we can't really find out right now because we don't know what's on Alex's mind, because what Alex is trying to do is help the Astros right now, and they're sort of in a precarious spot. So I think this will all become more clear in the coming days.
Yeah, absolutely. It would seem like Alex is going to be the guy, but like we said, stranger things have happened and will happen. So you never quite know, but it seems like if the ALCS does conclude tonight with the Yankees wrapping things up, maybe, like you said, come Monday, we do get an official announcement from Dave Dombrowski. And, of course, you brought up that Cora's experience playing in Boston for 3 years between 2006 and 2008. Of course, in the middle of that, a world title in 2007 as a backup utility infielder. How much did that weigh into his appeal from the Red Sox and getting this guy in? Because it seems like, you know, that was part of the appeal with John Farrell, having served as Terry Francona's pitching coach for so many years. And again, ironically, in 07, you know, he was part of that team too. But, you know, again, how much did that enhance Cora's candidacy given his playing days with the Red Sox?
Yeah, I think in John Farrell's case, that factor was much stronger because, look, John Farrell at the time, you know, had already had a relationship with John Lester and John Lackey and Dustin Pedroia and David Ortiz and some of the guys on that Red Sox team at the time. So they thought this was a team that really needed to get back to find their way again after the disastrous Bobby Valentine experiment, after the tough way things ended under Terry Francona in 2011. They just needed to find their way, and they thought John Farrell would be a great stabilizing force. And it turned out, you know, they won a World Series in his first year with Cora. I mean, Dustin Pedroia is the one guy that he played with. You know, David Ortiz is gone, so there's really not that link. I think in Alex's case, the familiarity they have certainly doesn't hurt, but to tell you the truth, man, I think it's just more of a case of, you know, they look at his skill set and what they've heard about him throughout the industry, and they like what they hear about Alex Cora. I think that he could be like the next sort of, you know, what every GM tries to do when he's hiring a new manager is either find like the best veteran manager that's available or find the guy who you think is going to be the next up-and-coming sort of the next A.J. Hinch type of guy, you know what I mean? And I think that they just look at all factors. I think that Alex Cora is that guy. So I think that's really the biggest factor.
Yeah, A.J. Hinch, you know, he was the hot guy at one time, so to speak, and he's obviously doing wonderful things in Houston, and the Red Sox hoping that Alex Cora could potentially have that same impact with the Red Sox in 2018 and beyond. Ian, give us a little bit of background on Cora in terms of other jobs that he has perhaps interviewed for, because, you know, this all hasn't happened in 1 year where he just kind of came out of nowhere to become a front runner for all these managerial jobs. How long has he been on teams' radars in terms of, you know, trying to ascend to that managerial position?
I think over the last year, I think, he interviewed for the Diamondbacks job last year that went to Torrey Lovello. I think he's interviewed for a couple other jobs along the way, but yeah, just the more you know, now that once he got in the dugout this year, Matt, that made him more appealing to teams, because before, look, he was a very smart player, and then he did TV for a few years after he's done playing, obviously did some winter ball stuff and did some WBC type of stuff, but now this really kind of rounded out his resume to sit on the, you know, in the dugout with Hinch for a full year with a successful Astros team, and I think that's when he's really become kind of a hot commodity now.
Yeah, absolutely. And Red Sox fans hoping that the official announcement is made in the not-too-distant future that Alex Cora will be the next manager of the Boston Red Sox. And, Ian, some health issues to discuss with the Red Sox, as two of their key guys that had down seasons in 2017, and well, perhaps we kind of know the reasons behind it, both Hanley Ramirez, who struggled with his power, and Eduardo Rodriguez, who just couldn't seem to really get on track at all in 2017. They both went under the knife. Give us the details on their surgeries and their respective timetables for recovery.
Yeah, in Hanley's case, look, this shoulder, look, really both of his shoulders bothered him throughout the year. I mean, remember the right shoulder, he couldn't even throw it during spring training, and that's why he didn't play defense for much of the year. And I don't think people really realize how much the left shoulder was bothering him until he went in for that surgery the other day. So, look, the best-case scenario is that Hanley gets that shoulder healthy and he can get back productive again. Because, look, you know, we saw in the playoffs, even when he started to swing the bat better, what kind of force he can be, you know, when he's feeling good at the plate. And he's a big factor for them in the middle of the lineup. They really just did not have enough run production this year. And the big reason was because, you know, Hanley was supposed to replace David Ortiz at DH and didn't really come close to doing so, other than a couple nice little hot streaks. So, yeah, you hope that, you know, he should be ready for spring training. He should be ready for the start of next season. And you hope that he can maybe do that every other year thing, because he was so good in 2016.
Right.
You know, as far as, Eduardo Rodriguez, look, he had two different seasons last year. There was the season, the first 2 months before he re-injured his knee, when he looked like, to me, he looked like he was emerging into, you know, a pretty good starting pitcher at that time. And, You know, then he had that freak accident in the bullpen in Baltimore when he fell down. That knee is just prone to giving out on him. It was sort of like, you know, spring training of 2016 when he fell down in a routine PFP drill. So obviously there's some stabilization issues with that knee, and he just didn't pitch well at all when he came back. Very inconsistent. He had one great start late in the year at Cincinnati. He thought maybe he was ready to sort of, get back to what they needed him to be, and then just terrible in his last start of the regular season. I think it was against the Astros where they just they hammered him, and that wasn't a good thing. So yeah, you got to get him healthy, and this is a pretty significant surgery he had, and it said 6 months before he can pitch again. So then there's going to be some ramp up time after that. So I don't think you see Eduardo Rodriguez pitch to the Red Sox until maybe May or June of next season. You just hope that when he does come back, you know, he's the E-Rod that you need him to be, and not the guy who sort of was very inconsistent for them down the stretch this year.
Yeah, no question. Red Sox fans have seen what a healthy and productive E-Rod can be and just how effective he is and how important he can be to that rotation. He was not that E-Rod in 2017. If he comes back to what he can be and you pair him with Chris Sale and hopefully a healthy David Price that is as dynamic a top three as you'll find in the game. Ian, to begin to wrap up here, what is the panic level in New England right now, knowing that the Yankees are perhaps five wins away from winning the World Series?
Yeah, and I don't think it's that great. I just think that, I think this Yankee team, they're a little bit of an underdog almost. You can't help but even respect them a little bit if you're a Red Sox fan. So it's not that animosity that you've seen in the past. I think people right now are more down on this Red Sox team for not sort of playing up to their capability in October for the second straight year. And the Yankees doing as well as they have. It just maybe adds this thing in some ways because, the Yankees are proving that that Astros team could be beatable and wasn't the juggernaut that they played against the Red Sox. I think that's what things if you're a Red Sox fan right now.
Yeah, very good point. As great as the Astros looked, the Yankees have made them look not so good for the first five games of the series. So that's definitely some salt in the wound for Red Sox fans. So Ian, I'll put you on the spot. Three teams could win the World Series as of our discussion right now. Yankees, Astros, or Dodgers. Who's going to do it?
Yeah, it's the obvious pick, but I just love the Dodgers watching that team this year. I mean, they're just loaded from top to bottom. And, this team's been on the cusp for a few years now. And it's good to see that they're finally, they've finally gotten over that hurdle. They've finally gotten to the World Series after being either in the Division Series or the LCS so many times. And they just seem driven. It just seems like it's their year. I think that the best World Series you could have would actually be the Dodgers against the Astros, because I think, just look at the win totals. I mean, those are the, along with Cleveland, those are the best teams, on paper this year in baseball. And I think it would just be a great series. I think Dodgers-Yankees obviously would be compelling, but I think the Dodgers might just have too many weapons there. But either way, we're going to have a great World Series. And I love this time of year. People are still a little sad in Boston that they're kind of spectators after a very, very short playoff run for the second year in a row, where you just got a tiny little taste of playoff baseball and then had to watch other teams for the rest of the month.
Yeah, it's been tough, but like you said, just being from the pure baseball fan perspective, no matter what the outcome of the ALCS is, we're going to have a tremendous fall classic, and it goes without saying that Dave Roberts has legions of fans in New England, and so I think a lot of Red Sox fans will be pulling for him and the Dodgers in the World Series for sure. Ian Brown, a pleasure as always. We'll do it again at this time next week. In the meantime, Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras, Boston Red Sox.